We're holding Siman Reish Yud Aleph, Siv Vav, the final and last Siv in Reish Yud Aleph, page 248. Welcome Torah anytime. So we're going to finish the Siman, finish the Sugya of Kedima Bivrachais, and hopefully make a small Haskala into the Sugya of Iker B'Tafel. Zok Nemechaber Siv Vav, Hayulafonav Tavshil Mikemach Kusman. You have in front of you a dish of food made from spelt flour. Mishibayla Shual. On my page, second. V'shifayin and oats and rye. V'gefen uteina v'rimayin, and you also have grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Kevin the mevarach al tavshel barim mini mizaynis. Since the bracha on the tavshel is barim mini mizaynis, brachasa kodemus. Af agav the hanach mimin shiva v'iu lav mimin shiva. Even though the gefen uteina v'rimayin are mimin shiva, they're mefurish in the pasuk. And the bread made from the spelt oats and rye, even though they're considered a min chita and min tsa'ira, these foods, and kusmin, the spelt is a min chita, and shibayla shul and shifayin are min tsa'ira, so they're also technically in the shivas haminim, but they're not mefurish in the pasuk. So therefore, the bracha of the bar minim zenis goes first. Now, just to point out, this is not really relevant according to what we said earlier in the siman, that when Ein Birchai Seyem Shavais, Min Shiva doesn't really play a role, it's Chaviv that plays the role, not Min Shiva. Now, it could be that this would be relevant if they were equally Chaviv. If they're equally Chaviv, according to the Magen Avraham, then we go with the Min Shiva, as opposed to the Vilna Goyim, which we learned yesterday, does not go with Min Shiva at all by Ein Birchai Seyem Shavais. But according to the Magen Avraham, if they're equally Chaviv, then we would go with the Min Shiva. And we're saying over here is we don't care because the bracha bar minim zaynis will go first. Since they're chashiv, the avdi minayo pas, you made a bread and mavarech alayo hamaitzi, your brechas amazin, kademas afagad v'adino pas. Since these foods, you could make a pas and make a hamaitzi, even though you did not make it into a pas, you made it into a tafshil, and it has the bracha bar minim zaynis, it is more chashiv, and it goes first. Zakta mishab bura, sukhatim la medalad, page kuf, chaf hei. V'iyu la min shiva. Afagav the kusmin min chitin. Even though spelt is a min chita, it's in the wheat family. V'shibel l'shul v'shifay min tzair. And oats and rye are in the barley family. Mikom akon came in the ain iskar behedi bikra, and not written beferush explicitly in the pasuk. Ain behem chashivas min shiva kokach kamei mufurashim behedi bikra, and not as chashiv mitzad the maila of min shiva as the other minu that are written behedya in the pasuk. Since, well, you can make bread from them, and they are also included in chita and sa'ira of the pasuk. The chita and sa'ira come in the gevin to end of a remind, right? They go first in the pasuk. And kasa magen avrap the dafka hani the chashiv kan dafka these that we said over here. Aval zaysim im tavshel shashibay l'shul. If you have olives with a tavshel of oats. The olives go first because olives are the first one after the second eretz, and sa'irim, so barley is the second one after the first eretz. So the middle of zaysim will go first. That is what the Magen Avraham writes. Like we said in Zikon Chavhei, that the bracha of mezainis will always go first, and that is what it said in Zikon Chavhei. We quoted there the levush. It was the second to last line on page Kuf Kav Dalon. Al halavush kasha the birchas barim mizaynis he kademas a kol. Chen eskimu harbi achrenim. So albeit the Magen Avraham paskins that if you have an olive with a tavshil of sa'irim, with a tavshil of shibayla shul, the zayis goes first. The halacha the Mishnah Berurah stated earlier is not like that. The halacha is the barim mizaynis goes first. Ve'at the navi levar seder hamilos b'ktzara. Now I'm going to explain the milos b'kitzer. What the order is, which things get the brachas first. Whatever is written later is less chashuv than the one before in the order that the Mishnah Berurah is going to list all the brachas now. Hamaitzi, the first mila is hamaitzi afil mipashal shibayla l'shul v'shifayin, even if it's made from oats and rye, which would be the equivalent of like lower grade sa'irim, lower grade barley, min barley, still, if the brachas hamaitzi, that goes first. Next, the next thing would be barim zaynis on ma'isa kederi dechitim. A barim zaynis on a food made out of chitim, ma'isa kedera of wheat. Then goes Barim Mizaynus on Maisa Kedera, this Ayrim. Then goes Barim Mizaynus on something made from barley. Barim Mizaynus on Maisa Kedera, the Shivel Shu of a Shifain. Shehu Gamke Minsarim. And the Mela after the Sa'arim itself goes oats and rye. Uberim Mizaynus, this Ayrim came this Ayrim first, but Kra Kaydim Lahet. Avada, the barley itself will go before oat or rye bread. Vavil Lakosman Shumin Chitim Hu Gamke Kaydim. Barley itself, which is the first in the pasuk, goes even before kusman spelt, which is a minchita, because those are first in the pasuk when the birchasayim shabbos are going to go first, rather before the ones that are not first in the pasuk. Just one thing to speak out, that this is the halacha, as in the ruah halacha. Most rye breads these days do have regular wheat flour in there also, so a lot of these halachas won't be as pasha. But we're talking here where it's straight rye or straight oats and straight spelt. Bari Priya Gofen. Next, after Berman and Mizaynus goes Bari Priya Gofen. Then, after that, goes Zaysim Timarim, which are the first two after the second Eretz of Min Shiva. Va'anavim Te'inav and Rimayin are the next 3, 4, 5 after the first Eretz of Min Shiva. Then goes Bari Priya Eitz, U'Priya Adama, Shahakal. Then goes Bari Priya Eitz, then Bari Priya Adama, then Shahakal. Now that which he said, Bari Priya Eitz and then Bari Priya Adama, not so Pasha, we'll see in a second. V'chal Elu Ein Mashkichen Alachavim Klal. We don't look at chavev with all these. Even if the one that you liked was the one that he listed off later, you don't make the bracha on the one that was listed later. You make the bracha on the earlier listed food. The only exception is going to be bar priya a to bar priya adama. As linam basar a chavev afilu hashenim in shiva. Then you go basar the chavev by bar priya a to bar priya adama. And over there we spoke out that in order to make the bracha on the Bari Priya Adama, it has to be both chaviv now and chaviv always. What if they're both equally chaviv? Hayishneim chavivim, azina basa min shiva, then we go basa the min shiva. Then after they have mukta mapasik, then shakaisis kloyis chita, they bechasi Bari Priya Adama, ba'ichal zayish, you're chewing on chita, which is Bari Priya Adama, and you're eating an olive, yaktim chita, du kainim ekra. Ken kasa magan avram, said, if they're equally chaviv, ba'im birchasim shavis, then you go with the min shiva, hamukta mikra, which we spoke out in the beginning of today's shir. But Agra Palagazet, the gun, which we spoke out yesterday, we spoke out again today, he argues and says, once you don't have the maila of chaviv, you do whatever you want. There is no maila of min shiva, but ain't birchasayim shabbos. But shikasad and the ill, but sikwan chavzayin ayin sham. Shneim ain't a min shiva, they're both not min shiva. Yishlahak them priya eight and shabbim mechavivas. If they're equally chaviv, avada priya eight comes first. Halava, chichavim koin the mechanal. They're both Priya Adama or they're both Shahakal. What do you do? They're Bircha Seim Shavais. There's no Min Shiva. You go Basar Chavim. He is leaving out over here the Maila of Shalem. I don't know why. Earlier in the Siman, he did quote that the Maila of Shalem by Bircha Seim Shavais would go before the Maila of Chaviv. So he leaves it out over here. Now, when it comes to Ein Bircha Seim Shavais, over there the Sharatin was Mesupik, where the Maila of Shalem goes. Do we say that since when is Bircha Seim Shavus, Shalim is more Chashiv than Chaviv? So by Ein Bircha Seim Shavus, where Chaviv comes before Min Shiva, so Shalim should be the most Chashiv, even before Chaviv. Or do we say that since by Bircha Seim Shavus, Shalim comes after Min Shiva, Min Shiva's first one of the same Bracha, and then goes Shalim. So in the Ein Bircha Seim Shavus, with their Chaviv is the first, Min Shiva will be second, and Chaviv will be last, and Shalim will be last. That was the suffix of the Sharatin, and it was not Machriya, where Shalim goes in the equation by Ein Bircha Seim Shavas. But by Bircha Seim Shavas, over there, the Mishabura spoken earlier, that it goes first Min Shiva, then goes Shalim, and then goes Chaviv. Meaning, Ma'an Nikra Chaviv, Anam B'nei Ashkenaz, Nimshachan Achar Arash V'siyatoy, like the Machaber Paskin and Sif Aleph, Shua Min Haragal Liyas Chaviv Etzlai, the Min that's usually Chaviv by you, which a cause of is if Aleph and Shneim Chaviv Metzlai, if they're both Chaviv, Azina Achar Eza Shachavit At, you go after the one that you want right now, which a cause of is if Beis the Harambam. If they're equally usually Chaviv, then you go with the one that's Chaviv now, like the Rambam. Birchas Achila Ushtia, Afila Birchas Shahakal, Kademis and Birchas Areach, food or drink, even Shahakal goes before Birchas Areach, which we're going to learn coming up soon, the Alachas of Birchas Areach. You do food and drink before Reach. It does bring down on the side an interesting halacha with regards to Achila and Shtia. Is there a Maila to have Achila go before Shtia? So the Mishnah Berurah at Mashmah, he says there is no Maila. He said Achila and Shtia go before Reach. What about, does Achila go before Shtia? That's not Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah anywhere. Although on the side it does bring down The Aruch HaShulchan says, Achila Kedem is a Shtia. Even if the Shtia is more Chavev, you go with the Achila. And he says that the Vaz are passing that way also. But the Kaf HaChaim says, if they bring you schnapps, scotch, bourbon, tequila, and which is Shahakol, if the Yain Sarif is Chavev, you make a bracha on the Yain Sarif first. I'm sorry, and there's another food which is Shahakol, is Bracha Seim Shavais. Then, even though usually we say, the Aruch HaShulchan would say, Achila goes before the Shtia, if it's a very Chashev Shtia, then if it's Chav, if you go with the Shtia, get the Shaila, which goes first, Achila v'Shtia. Mishabura does not seem to be Machriya, not seem to be Makbe, which goes first, Achila v'Shtia, as long as Achila v'Shtia come before Birchas HaReach. That is the end of Hilchos Kedima Bevrachos, with the Chazar here at the end of the Mishabura. And here we go, Ikra V'Taf. Zokta Mechaber, Simereshiyud Beis, Sif Aleph. We'll read a few lines in the Mechaber, then I'll speak out as a general Hakdama. Koshu Iker V'imay Tfela. Perish Dover Bildi Nechshav. One is the Iker, one is Tafel, it's not so Chashiv. It's not, in this Maisa Achila, it's not so Chashiv. Mevarech ala Iker, Poyter Esa Tfela. You make a bracha on the Iker, and that pater is the Tfela. Bein mi bracha shal Afnea, bein mi bracha shal Achrea. Both from bracha Yishayna, and from bracha Achreina. Let me boy, me Iker Ma'or Ma Tafel. Not only if they're mixed up together, you have, let's say you have two foods. I'm not thinking right now of a food, an example. The Mishnah Berurah will probably bring an example for us. He says over here you have like honey with nuts and sesame seeds. And let me boy, where it's mixed together. Let's say the ikar by you is the nuts. The sesame seeds just here as a tafel. The ikar are the nuts. Let me boy, if it's ma'ur, if you make a brach on the ikar and patel's a tafel. Allah filo kol echad levadei, even if each one is separate. Now, as we go through the simon, you'll see that the example I just gave of nuts and sesame seeds might not be the perfect example for this mechaber. Oh, we'll see. Kain bars also might not be the perfect example for this mechaber, but that is an example of Iker V'Tafel, correct. So before we go weiter, we know, let's read two more lines, look at mechaber. Afilu pashu chashim mikoil, even bread which is the most chashim. Imu tafel kagun cha'eichol dag maliyak ha'eichol pas imoi k'dei shalei zekena b'groinei. You're eating a salty fish and you don't want it to damage your throat, so you eat bread with it just to get rid of the sharpness. Mavarech ala dag u'poitir es ha'pas kem shu tafel. Make a bracha on the fish and that path is the bread, since the bread is a tafel. So let's speak out two, three things before we go weiter in the simon. So the first thing is, this is a fundamental chakira in Iker V'Tafel which he spoke out, and I want to speak out one nekuda in Havana, which someone actually called me after the last year, and I went through this with him, one Nakuda and Havana and the Tut Stadim in Iker V'Tafel. How does the lumdus of Iker V'Tafel work? One side is that when you're eating two foods, and one is an Iker, one is a Tafel, the halacha is you only need to make a bracha on the Iker. The Tafel does not require a bracha. The din of Hashem Aretzu Meloya is the Eibish Zelt, and it only becomes the Aretz Nasan of Ne'adim after your bracha. It's only one bracha here. If I'm eating one food, and the food has an ikar and a tafel, or in a matziv of two foods, and one's an ikar, one's a tafel, there is no bracha necessary on the tafel. Just make one bracha on the ikar and zehu. That's one side. The second side, ikar v'tafel, is that of course you have to make a bracha on the tafel also. Hashem aretzu meloya. All foods that you eat require that you make a bracha. However, the chiddush of ikar v'tafel is that when you make a bracha on the ikar, that bracha works for the tafel also. In the first side, the tafel didn't need a bracha. Just make a bracha on the ikar. In the second side, the bracha on the ikar works for the tafel. Now, this doesn't mean that the tafel now gets the bracha of the ikar. Let's say the ikar was a bar priya eitz and the tafel was a shahakal. It doesn't mean that in lumdus we view the tafel as a bar priya eitz also. That's not the pshat. Avada the bracha on the tafel is still a shahakal. But the bracha of bar priya eitz works on the tafel, even though it's the wrong bracha. That's the chiddush of ikar v'tafel. And Ramosha and Tshuva is mashal like the second side, two places. And according to the second side, it'll be much more understandable some of the different tanaim that we're going to see, or rules of Iker V'Tafel. And as much as the Tafel does be'etzem require a bracha, we'll understand some of the rules. Let's say if you, there are Amos going to say, at the end, if you, by mistake, make a bracha on the Tafel, you only make a, I didn't prepare the case, but there are halachas later on, in the Ramah, in the Mishnah Berurah, that will make much more sense, be easier to understand in the second side, and of course it's a chiyuv bracha on the second food. But the bracha on the first one, and the ikar patters the tafel. And not the pshat that the bracha on the tafel takes on the bracha of the ikar. No, it has its own identity, which is its own bracha. But the chinish is afo piki, and the bracha on the ikar works for the tafel. That's the first thing alumnus. The second nakuda we have to understand before we go into the sugya of ikar v'tafel is that there are two different sugim, two different types of ikar v'tafel. In English, we'll call one an absolute tafel. Absolute tafel means that you're only eating a tafel to serve a purpose to help you eat the ikar, which means that you're having a salty fish that hurts your throat. So in order to get rid of that pain in your throat, you get stuffed some bread down your throat, which is the case of Machaber Gibbs. And in the case where the food is an absolute tafel, that will work even on bread. It'll work even on mezainis. A mezainis or bread can become a tafel, but only if it's an absolute tafel. It's tafel to the point where you're not eating it for any pleasure. You're only eating it to serve a purpose. Let's say you it's a holder. In order to get the herring, you don't want to hold the herring in your finger. It's going to slide out if it's good oil, right? It's going to slide out of your finger. So you put it on a cracker, but you have no interest in the cracker. It's tasteless. And it's an absolute tafel just as a holder, then you wouldn't make a bracha on the tafel, even if it's a mezainis or a hametz. The second type of ikar tafel is not where it's an absolute tafel. It's just a basic tafel, which means that I want to eat both foods, but one of them is the main food and one is not the main food. Let's say we had a case where we have bread made with two different types of flours. You have corn flour, which is shakal, and rice flour, which is mezainis. So what do I make? A mezainis or a shahakal? What's the bracha? Well, which one's the ikar? So we'll see. Maybe tell you which one it, by you that you're eating it for, or we'll go bust the roiv, whatever the case will be, but there's an ikar and there's a tafel. If you have a case of sushi, right? Sushi, you're not just putting rice there because you can't get down the raw fish. Shad is that you want to eat both foods. Okay, so what's the main food by you, or what's the roiv? But in such a case, if you would have a mezainis or a hamaitzi, for the mezainis or the hamaitzi to be the tafel, it has to be an absolute tafel. If it's only a basic tafel, let's say I'm eating the herring and I want to get the herring down, so I use a cracker as a holder. But I happen to also like the cracker. I'm eating both foods. I'm mainly coming to eat the herring. That's what my intention is. But I need to hold it. Once I hold it, I take a geshmaka cracker with it. Then, even though I have to make a shahaka on the herring, but I can't call the mezainis a tafel in such a situation. Mezainis is too chashiv to become a tafel when it's not an absolute tafel. And similarly, we have, let's say, by an ice cream cone. The ikar is the ice cream, nothing to talk about. But if you're going to have a sugar cone where it's geshmak and tastes good, it's not just a holder, it has actual good taste and you want that also, you can't make the holder into a tafel, you're going to have to make two brachas. But if you have a holder which is tasteless and it's just there to hold it and you really don't enjoy it at all, it's just there for that, then it could become a tafel. And we'll see that the place can speak out, whenever you have a tasteless tafel, that's mezainis or a hamaitzi, you should have in mind to enjoy it somehow, and that way you can make two brachas, because it's very hard to differentiate and to make a distinction when I'm eating it just for a holder and when I'm eating it also because I enjoy it. And because it's so hard to make that chilek, it's always kedai to have in mind I'm eating it for enjoyment also. That is the second step in our Akdama to Ikar V'Tafel. The third step, and this is the last step for our Akdama, is that there's a machlokes between the Derech HaChaim and the Chayei Adam, or a lot of people on the Chayei Adam. This whole shmuz that we're having now is when I'm eating two foods that are b'taruvus, let's say. They're mixed up. Now, some of the cases I gave are not mixed up, let's say, but just imagine, let's say, the corn flour and the rice flour, they're mixed up. Over there, everyone's masking, you make one bracha, it's a k'vatafel. What if the foods are separate? The separate foods, each one is nicker by itself. So the way we were saying until now, which is the halacha, I guess the raw or core halacha is, we still have the halachas of ikar v'tafel. As long as you're eating it biyachad, hagam, each one is distinct and separate by itself, you still have the halachas of ikar v'tafel. There's a sheet of a chayei adam that says, if I'm not b'taruvos, there's no din ikar v'tafel, two brachas. That's the sheet of the chayei adam. And it's not the ikar halacha, but the bir halacha does say, if one wants to be mekayim, the chayei adam, you should like mash up the food so they're mixed together, and that way you won't have to come onto the shaila where the chayei adam won't allow you to get away with the one bracha. So those are the three akdamas, and we're going to go through them as we go through the simin. Akdama number one was the lamdas. The Eresh Zach is the lamdas. We said two tzadim. Is the pshat the tafel doesn't need the bracha? When it's a tafel, no bracha. Or a second tzad, which he said, Rabbi Moshe seems to imply this is what he holds, that a vadiyah need a bracha on the tafel, but the bracha on the ikar worked for the tafel. And not the pshat that the tafel takes on the bracha of the ikar. It has its own bracha, but the chiddush is that the bracha on the ikar, which is the wrong bracha for the tafel, still works for the tafel. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two was there are two different types of ikar v'tafel. An absolute tafel, which is eaten just to help you eat the ikar. Such a thing could work even on a piece of bread, even on a mezainis. And then there's ikker v'tafel, where it's not an absolute tafel, it's just you're eating two things together, and one's the main thing, and one's not the main thing. That will not work on a mezainis or a hametzi. And a mela, since it's very hard to know if the mezainis or a hametzi is here as an absolute tafel or a basic tafel, then the person will speak out, always try to enjoy it also so you can make two brachas. And the third of them was, when it's not bitaruvus, the foods are separate, the Chayyadim says you cannot apply the rules of ikker v'tafel over there, and the Derech HaChayim and the Mishabru is going to paskin that really you could apply ikker v'tafel even when the foods are separate, but there will be a mukim l'hachmir, we'll see as we go through the Mishabru, like the Chayyadim. We'll stop over here. We did not even start the Mishabru, but we'll start it tomorrow after these Hakdamas to the new Simin, new Sugya. Everyone should have a wonderful night.